call the Military Veterans Affairs Committee meeting to order, please. And I just want to, for the record, thank our able-bodied assistants. We have Lori Berg, and we have Debbie Tillinghaus, and my staff member, Josh Appleby. And committee members that are present today, we have Representative Kawasaki, Representative Ledoux, Representative Ramos, and Representative Book, and myself, Representative Bob Rosas. And we are going to, last time we met, we were discussing House Bill 45, and the sponsor of that bill is here, Representative Guttenberg. Would you like to take us back to where we left off? The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Representatives. House Bill 45 seeks to authorize the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to reach out for grants which are available to states to establish state vet cemeteries. The Alaska, for various reasons, is not eligible for any more national cemeteries, but the National VA has a program that allows states to establish state cemeteries. And many veterans over the years have, as I have gotten into this more and more, and have sponsored this bill, which passed out of the House last year and died in the Senate, more and more I realize that this has been something that's been missing. When it was first brought to my attention, I had assumed that others had tried this in the past and various things were in their way, and it turns out it hadn't been done. It appeared that Fairbanks was the only place in the state that was eligible. The VA seeking to establish veteran cemeteries, whether they're state or national, for 90% of the veterans in the nation. I think in the to get to that point, I think in about another 10 or 15 more years. So the bill went through some changes, and I think all of them have been good. Now it could be eligible for any community, not just Fairbanks, that would be eligible. The state could apply. In the committee hearing last week, there were some questions, and we've come back with some answers, and I've talked with Representative Dahlstrom and Fairclough about some of their questions. I come back after discussion with David Teal with an amendment, which sometimes we see on the floor, we leave out some of the most obvious things. And if I could put in front of you the amendment that you should all have in your packet, I hope. What it does in the bill, it establishes a vet cemetery fund. But if we didn't specifically name it in another statute where it lists the funds which are separate from the general funds, then appropriations from it would just be seen as general funds. So this just adds it, number 82, to a specific fund. So when we see funds coming out of it, it'll be listed with a code saying that that funds came out of this. What the bill simply does is it allows the state to go out and seek a grant. It doesn't say what happens after that. They will have to come back to the legislature for granting authority and permission to use those funds. For those of you that didn't hear it, if there's any questions, and I believe Jerry Beal from the department is online to answer. No, he's not. He's gone. Okay.
Is there a motion to adopt the amendment?
I'll move amendment number one.
Representative Kawasaki. Is there any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, then the amendment has passed, and we now are including the amendment in our discussion on House Bill 45. Any questions of the sponsor of the bill as amended? Representative Book.
The other day there was a couple questions by Dahlstrom and Fairclough, and you alluded to those in your opening statement. It would be preferable if they were here to answer for themselves, but in lieu of that, did you find their answers to their questions and address those?
Yes, I did, and thank you for asking that. One of the key questions that I think came out of Representative Fairclough was how funds are managed in the general fund, and isn't a better way to get returns on those investments or gifts into the program. And speaking with David Teal, sometimes you get more information than you want, but he said basically all of the funds like this are short term, And because the state doesn't know when those funds are going to be used, they're managed inside the general fund as simply general fund dollars on short term, which is not high yield because they don't know when they're going to be pulling them out. And I'll give you the example. Down the road, the assuming that the cemetery is established and it's in operation, every time there's an internment, the VA gives the authority, turns $300 over to the cemetery for the internment. So that's, you know, you're going to get the money and you're going to turn it right over. That's part of the short-term gifts. The long-term could possibly be an appropriation for a gift of the land or for monuments that could be purchased in short-term or long-term, and that's the answer to that. The other one was the effective date that Representative Fairclough asked about. And because there is no program now, and you do not need an effective date in the title because it's not affecting anything that's currently ongoing. And I'll turn to my trusty staff for a nod.
She nodded in affirmation, so.
Yes.
Any other questions of the sponsor? Seeing none, then we will we'll address House Bill 45 as amended. Is there a motion on this? Representative Ledoux?
I'll move House Bill 45, LS-0230/A, with attached fiscal note and individual recommendations.
As amended.
As amended.
Correct. Okay. Any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 45 as amended will pass out of committee. So do not leave until you sign the roster. And as promised, short meeting, we are adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen.